Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Jessica Schreifels, an investigator reporter for the Salt Lake Tribune, and we're going to talk about something that's pretty pertinent to the Castle Country area, farmers, ranchers, and their mental health. Jessica, it's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
For sure. Thank you so much for having me.
So you have an article coming up that it's really insightful to what's happening amongst our farmers and ranchers in the rural Utah community. And that's something that in our area that really hits close to home, because you look around and we're surrounded by farmland. Farming is one of our main industries here. So I think a good place to start in our conversation today is, what kind of caused you to pursue this story?
Yeah, so I've been working in a partnership with the Newsroom ProPublica, and I was working on a project about mental health and access issues that people are having in Utah. And I had heard about a program that was actually very successful, that was getting therapy, free therapy, to Utah farmers and ranchers. And the response was actually, kind of overwhelming for organizers. They ran out of money in just a couple of months for the money that was earmarked for this therapy. And so I was really interested in this idea that one of these barriers that could stop people from getting mental health care is cost. And once that barrier was taken away, a lot of people, about 240 ranchers and farmers here in Utah, took that opportunity. And so that's kind of where my reporting started, was just kind of an interest in this program and kind of, figuring out why farmers and ranchers, why was this a community that specifically needed this type of support?
And then as you get further into the investigative process here, you're interviewing farmers, you're interviewing ranchers, you're interviewing their families. What stood out to you in your conversations with these ranchers about this program?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get to speak with anyone who actually got one of those vouchers. I mean, as you can imagine, I think in the farming and ranching community, generally, there's kind of a stigma that we don't talk about our mental health or things like that. That's what a lot of people who are in this industry told me. And so that's challenging, just talking in your own communities, and then you have a reporter coming in. You know, it's kind of difficult to get people to talk about their mental health. But I do think that what I learned from talking with a lot of people in this community is there is a lot of unique stressors on farmers and ranchers in the ag community, because there's so much of their jobs that you can't control. You don't control how much water rains or doesn't. You can't control whether a hailstorm comes and wipes out half your crop, or if your cows get sick, or what price you can sell at. And so that creates a lot of volatility for this industry and for these workers, where they're under a lot of stress a lot of the time, and then pair on top of that this kind of like cowboy up mentality of, I don't need to talk about my feelings, I don't need to, talk about my problems, I can just handle this on my own.
And there's one quote for me that I think really sums up that mentality, and it's from dairy farmer Mitch Hancock. He says, we carry the burden to make sure we take care of those around us like we always have. And then he continues to say, even in times of low milk prices. And that speaks to that volatility that you touched on. I mean, that's something that in the market, especially in the economic climate we find ourselves in right now, with constantly shifting prices, tariffs going up, going away, just at a whim, it truly provides a lot of stress for these farmers and producers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the article touches on this, too. But I think especially in Utah and in the West, water is such a huge issue here. And we're so worried about, the Colorado River and the Great Salt Lake, and how do we conserve water? And a lot of times farmers have felt, from those I've spoken with, have kind of felt targeted or like villainized for their water use. And so I think there's all of that going on. And then you're also worried about, oh my gosh, am I going to have enough water for my crops or my cattle? And the public thinks I'm doing too much water use anyway. So there's just a lot of stress going on that can really impact the mental health of farmers and ranchers and their families. And, I mean, obviously, a lot of this is a family business. A lot of these people work together on the farms, and so it really affects a lot of people.
And another thing about this piece that really stood out to me is there's a section where it talks about easy access to firearm and easy access to pills in these rural areas, but a significant lack of access to mental health providers. I mean, looking at the counties we cover in Emory County, the population to mental health care, it's 1,130 to 1. In Carbon County, it's 400 to 1. The national average is about 300 to 1. So in these rural areas, it is hard to find these mental health providers, and combined that with the easy access to firearm and pills, it's really a recipe for disaster.
Exactly. And I mean, I do think that maybe access is changing a little bit. Like, I talked with a therapist who is also a rancher who is in Idaho, and he does telehealth with specifically for farming and ranching communities. And, you know, his kind of not sales pitch, but, you know, he says, I can do therapy with a farmer while he's on his tractor. He doesn't have to leave his farm. So I do think that access hopefully will be increasing, you know, as we kind of embrace these telehealth and we're all on Zoom calls and stuff now that's so normalized with the pandemic. But as you mentioned also, there are a lot of firearms in Utah generally, but in rural Utah especially. And I think to that point, a lot of, you know, the local mental health authority and people who kind of work in this area have really focused on gun safety. I mean, obviously, guns are, you know, important in a lot of families. It's how you bond, you go out shooting with your grandson or whatnot. And so I think that having things like gun locks, locked ammo boxes, things like that is their kind of messaging to kind of deter some of these potential deaths is by making sure that firearms are being locked away and that ammo is being kept separately and also locked away.
Now, as you're going across the state, looking into this story, you're interviewing farmers, you're interviewing ranchers, what kind of surprised you the most as you traveled around and had these conversations?
You know, I guess this shouldn't really be that surprising, but it was just really challenging for a time people who wanted to talk about this. You know, it's a hard topic. It's really challenging to, you know, want to talk to a reporter who lives in Salt Lake City about, you know, an area or in rural Utah talking about problems there or farming. You know, I didn't have a farming background, and so I think it was challenging to just do this reporting. But once I kind of found people to speak with, you know, you find the right people, you go to their farms, just such openness when you do find the people who are willing to talk. And I just really appreciated the openness that some people are willing to have to talk about it and them saying they wanted to talk about it, so it becomes more normalized for people in their own community to see, like, hey, look, you know, the dairy farmer that lives in the same town as me is talking about mental health. Maybe I can do that too.
Now, we've alluded to throughout this interview about that program that provided farmers and ranchers vouchers to get access to mental health services, but the funding for that has dried up, and it's kind of in a standstill on the federal level and the state level. Partners are really hesitant to reach out to the legislature for this. So instead of these mental health vouchers, it's been replaced with campaigns for mental health and trainings for mental health, which is a very good thing, but it doesn't really have the same impact as getting that one-on-one counseling. So moving forward, as someone whose reporting has inspired change before, what solutions do you see to these problems?
I mean, I think we look at other states, and there are other states that took, you know, that this money was funded with the federal pandemic relief money, and they said this is so important, we have to keep this going. States like Michigan and Washington, I think Colorado also has a pretty robust program too. You know, they have decided that using their state funds, or like in Washington, they have a private donor who funds it, that this is so important, they needed to keep it going. They needed to have this option for free therapy available for farmers and ranchers. And so I think that we could model that, what other states are doing, either through a private donor or through state funding. But as you'll see in the article, I did speak with one. I asked the legislature about this just generally, and they got me in touch with one senator who's also a farmer and rancher, and he didn't really seem like this was a program he thought was worth using state funds for. His response was kind of like, well, I don't think we really want to spend money targeting one profession when there's so much need all around in Utah, that he thought this could start like you know, like a bidding war, like fights between industries of like who is the most deserving of state money to help with mental health.
Yeah, no, that was one that really surprised me too. I mean, living in Utah, we're a state that's really built on farming, so seeing him think that that's going to cause that divide, it was kind of shocking to me. Now, Jessica, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
No, I think that I would just like to add that obviously the funding for this one specific program has run out, but the Utah State Extension program does have some great resources on their website, like a podcast and like online courses that help with, you know, stress relief or how to talk with your family. So that's really helpful. And of course, there are like crisis hotlines. 988 is the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and there's also 1-800-FARM-AID. So I just want to say that there are still some supports and resources out there, even though this one specific program is no longer running.
Well, Jessica, it was a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Jessica Schreifels, an investigative reporter for the Salt Lake Tribune, and we were talking about an article that looks into mental health amongst farmer ranchers and some potential solutions for a high suicide rate amongst that population. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.